This guy's not a clown. Follows Michigan State. Does a great job when it comes to golf and other sports. For the Detroit News, Matt Charbonneau is standing by on the Meyer guest sign. Welcome back, my friend.
How's it going, Huge? Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, good to talk to you. I met you in person for the first time when you came up to me when I was doing the live broadcast on the eve of the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational last week, so it was cool to meet you.
Yeah. You know, it was you were breaking up the monotonous tone of most of those media rooms. So, you know, it was I'm used to it. I usually work in a basketball arena or a football stadium, so I need a little noise.
Yeah, it was funny. Some of those foreign press there didn't know how to handle it, or deal with it. They didn't know. Yeah, because I don't think sports talk radio is big in other countries. And afterwards, though, all the people that were left in the press room when they were leaving walked by and said, "Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was a quick 3 hours. Great event. Unbelievable clubhouse and the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational wrapped up on Saturday, and just another signature event when it comes to golf for the state of Michigan with worldwide coverage."
Yeah, it was cool. And Midland Country Club, what a beautiful place. You know, a lot like Blythefield out there on the west side of the state. And of course, you know, the women's tour, they play in Toledo the week before, but the Solheim Cup's coming up here in September. You know, you add in, obviously, Rocket Mortgage, the Ally in Warwick Hills there in Grand Blanc. And, you know, we'll get to check out the newly designed, I guess not newly designed, the restoration of Oakland Hills here soon. And maybe we'll see another major come back into Metro Detroit. So, yeah, golf is booming back to where we are. You know, we went through a stretch there where none of these tours were around, and now they're all back. And it's a good time to be following golf in Michigan, no doubt.
Yeah, I think you have the senior PGA will be back at Harbor Shores in May of 2022. And, yeah, I believe Oakland Hills and that renovation, there has to be an announcement for, I would think, a U.S. Open or PGA Championship or Ryder Cup, something like that.
You would think so. I know the U.S., we were out there, I guess it would have been the week before last. We were going to play, but the weather, of course, was terrible. So, you know, you got to see a lot of the course, and it's really amazing the stuff they've done there and how they've taken it back to the original Donald Roth design. Really cool. And just, you know, the course is just unbelievable. And so I know the USGA folks have been out there a couple times. I'd be surprised if coming up the next time they're announcing some of these major events, you don't see Oakland Hills on there. So I know that restoration was done with that goal in mind, and I think they've probably put themselves in position to make that happen.
Yeah, and if the USGA was coming out, it makes you think it will be a U.S. Open. We'll see what will happen. Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, also follows Michigan State football and basketball. Hard to believe the college football season is here. You hope the virus conversation holds off, so we'll see a full Spartan Stadium. And Mel Tucker, I believe, with all the transfers, the biggest question, I think, in their fall camp, Matt, will be how do you get this team together on the field and off the field?
Yeah, probably. I mean, when you're considering the turnover they've had, you know, I mean, 25 guys, I think maybe it ended up at 27 on the way out. You know, 15, 17, if you count a couple walk-ons like that coming in from the portal, not to mention the, you know, the incoming recruiting class. So, yeah, it's going to have a significantly different look. But, you know, the good thing for Mel Tucker is he'll be with these guys the whole time. I mean, we've talked about it before last year. You know, he hardly knew the guys when they got out there to practice. So, you know, he's going to be ahead of the game regardless of the turnover on that roster. So I think you're right. It's just a matter of finding the right combinations of these guys. There's a lot of questions. Like, you know, the quarterback's going to be, you know, is the offensive line going to be improved? A lot of holes on defense to fill. So there's a lot we're going to figure out in those first couple of weeks. We'll get an indication from him here, obviously, at the end of the week, Big Ten Media Days in Indy. Hopefully we'll get some insight from him, but still probably another, 10 days or so before preseason camp starts. So that's when we really start getting some indications of where guys are fitting in, what some depth charts might look like, and get an idea of some of these new names and faces.
His name is Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, follows golf, many other sports, and along with his specialty, Michigan State football and basketball. One thing, my theme during this offseason for college basketball since the NCAA tournament ended, that there seems to be, and I don't know if it's social networks, I don't know why it is, but so much conversation connected to Michigan and Michigan State basketball this offseason, a ton.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of it is with buzz and expectations. I mean, we've seen, you know, what Juwan Howard's done in his short time. But look at the recruiting class coming in. I mean, is it three McDonald's All-Americans? I think are in that class. And then when you get Hunter Dickinson saying he's coming back, you already had the benefit of Eli Brooks saying he's coming back. I mean, I don't think expectations can get a whole lot higher there right now. So, there's going to be a heck of a lot of buzz. And quite frankly, when it comes to Michigan, I'm not sure if football fans are feeling the excitement that basketball fans are right now. So you can understand that a little bit. And Michigan State, you know, it's Michigan State. You're always going to have some buzz. It might not have the three All-Americans that Michigan had in their class, but when you consider the three guys they're bringing in, they brought in Tyson Walker, probably the most sought-after point guard in that transfer class. Expectations are high there as well. So I can understand why there's a lot of talk, a lot of buzz. It might, you know, obviously last season didn't end how either team expected. But the Big Ten seems kind of wide open. I think there's some clear-cut leaders and some favorites in there. But I don't think there's a dominant team where people think, look, either of these teams could be competing for a Big Ten again. So I think there's plenty of excitement for both teams.
Matt, always good to hear your voice. It was so cool to meet you last week. Appreciate your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
You got it, man. Anytime.